Welcome to the practice of the daily office. In this season of disruption, we invite you to join us in a rhythm of prayer. How might our days be grounded more deeply in God's presence if we pause each morning, midday, and evening for silence, scripture, and prayer? Let's begin in silence. Take a deep breath. Remember, right now, you are in God's loving presence. However you're beginning this day, whatever emotions you are feeling, the Lord is with you. Psalms 139 says, "There is nowhere we can go to escape God's loving presence." Take another deep breath. God is closer than the air we breathe. This moment of silence is yours to rest in the presence of the Lord. This week, we are invited to journey with Jesus through the final moments of his life. As we look back on the life of Christ, the invitation is not only to remember what he has done for us, but to walk with him as we relive his journey to the crucifixion and resurrection. I invite you to enter the Word of God with me. As you listen this week, allow yourself to fully participate by imagining yourself within the narrative. Place yourself in the scene with Jesus, watching him, listening to him, and responding to what is happening. Allow yourself to find your story in the midst of God's story during this Holy Week. They went to the olive grove called Gethsemane, and Jesus said, "Sit here while I go and pray." He took Peter, James, and John with him, and he became deeply troubled and distressed. He told them, "My soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." He went on a little further and fell to the ground. He prayed that if it were possible, the awful hour awaiting him might pass him by. "Abba, Father," he cried out, "everything is possible for you. Please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." Then he returned and found the disciples asleep. He said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Couldn't you watch with me even 1 hour? Keep watch and pray so that you will not give in to temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak." Then Jesus left again and prayed the same prayer as before. When he returned to them again, he found them sleeping, for they couldn't keep their eyes open, and they didn't even know what to say. When he returned to them the third time, he said, "Go ahead and sleep. Have your rest. But no, the time has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Up, let's be going. Look, my betrayer is here." As you watch this scene play out before you, what do you notice? What stands out in this story? What questions do you have when Jesus asks you to sit and wait for him? How do you respond when he says his soul is crushed to the point of death? How do you feel when Jesus wonders why you fell asleep? Why do you think you couldn't keep watch? Let's spend some time talking to Jesus. If it is helpful, remain in the scene. Share with him what stood out, what questions you had, or what emotions you felt. Talk to Jesus and listen for his response. Have a conversation with him now. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.